Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. Do you struggle on a day-to-day basis with staying happy and finding the drive to achieve your goals? As someone who has struggled for years with anxiety and depression, I understand how much of a fight it can be every day. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp assesses your personal needs and matches you with one of their licensed professional therapists. You can start communicating within 48 hours of registration, and it's not a crisis line or self-help. It's real, professional therapy done from the comfort of your own space. BetterHelp has a network of 20,000-plus therapists that are available to clients worldwide. You can log in and send a message to your therapist at any time and get timely and thoughtful responses. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room again. Because let's be real, therapy is intimidating enough. It should be as comfortable as possible. BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's super easy to change therapists if you need to. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional therapy, especially since financial aid is available, because BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. To get started on a path to a happier life, visit betterhelp.com/unitherapy. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. There's also a special offer for UniTherapy listeners. If you guys use the link betterhelp.com/unitherapy to register, you'll get 10% off your first month. Again, that's better, HELP.com/unitherapy. Start healing your mental health today. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Welcome to UniTherapy, the Happy People podcast. Or in more realistic terms, the mental health podcast for young adults, where we talk about everything mental health related, and we have the conversations that no one wants to have because they're uncomfortable. So welcome to the community. I'm so glad you're here, and let's hop right in. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to UniTherapy. If you're new here, my name is Emily, and I am here to help all of your mental health ups and downs, or at least try to, because let's be honest, I'm quite unstable myself. So, you know, we're here. We're doing it together. If you are new here, thank you so much for joining this family. And, you know, trusting me to entertain you for a good 30 minutes. If you are not new here, thank you so much for continuing to come back and listen to these episodes. It means the world to me. I love doing this. This is the best way to start my week, recording these on Mondays. I absolutely love it. Quick disclaimer that I have to put at the beginning of every episode is that I am, in fact, not a licensed professional, which I feel that we can kind of pretty much tell. Like, you get the gist that, you know, none of this is official or maybe even helpful, but I'm here doing my best, so that's all that matters, right? Right. So, if you are new here, we start each episode with what I like to call my life breakdown, and that's where I kind of just loop you guys in on what's been going on since we last had a chat, any new updates, anything exciting, my highs and lows of the week, you know, just the gist of things. So yeah, as always, if you want to share your life breakdown with me, my Instagram is always linked in the description of the episode as well as the description of the podcast. I have both my personal Instagram linked as well as the Instagram for the podcast. You can message me on either one of those. I will answer on either account. So if you want to share your life breakdown, if you want to say hey, if you have something that you need to vent about, you need someone to listen, you can do that. If you just want to be best friends, if you want some advice, I can, you know, do my best to give you advice on something. Literally whatever. If you want to send me pictures of cute puppies, you know, I am here. Or if you want to send me, like, you know, Joseph Quinn edits, feel free. Because, you know, I'm falling down that rabbit hole on TikTok, and it's... It's just, it's not good. But feel free to share. Please, please do, because we love a good Joseph Quinn edit. We love Joseph Quinn. I just want to be best friends with them. Anyway, moving on. So we're going to go ahead and get started into my life breakdown for the week. It's not really that interesting because, honestly, it was kind of a pretty mundane week. Just nothing really happened, but I'll go ahead and share anyway. So I think the most exciting thing is that, because I've been talking about in the last couple episodes of, like, it's time to get new tattoos. Like, I'm ready for some new tattoos. You know, it's just that time. I officially have an appointment. So I'm recording this on Monday, the 18th. I have an appointment for tomorrow, Tuesday, the 19th, to get two new tattoos. So excited. My appointment's at 6 p.m. So I am so excited. I love getting tattoos. It is so fun. And I love it. It's a little intimidating going in, I feel, at least for me, because I get, like, very, very dainty, very simple tattoos, and I feel like whenever I go in, anyone else getting tattoos is always, like, these, like, huge pieces, and they're, like, super complex, and I'm like, I just want a few lines, that's it. So I'm like, I always feel a little intimidated. I was like, I feel like I'm just not as cool as all of these other people. But it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But I'm really excited to get those. So, you know, let's do that. I'm very excited. We have two new podcast guests scheduled to be coming on. Well, I'm working on. I'm emailing back and forth with both of them to figure out scheduling. But we have, no, three, because I have another, so we're going to have three upcoming podcast guests here soon. I only have one officially scheduled. We'll be having our Zoom meeting on the 8th of August. So that's the only one I have officially scheduled as of right now. But, so we have three. I almost forgot. Because I had kind of planned and gotten this girl on the schedule, like, a while back. And so, but I'm so excited. Ooh, yes. I love having guests on. It's my favorite thing. I love talking to people and interviewing them and learning. I think it's so fun. Yes, I love that. Okay, so yeah. So be looking out for podcast episodes with new guests. I'm super excited about that. I don't know. What else? Not much. Not much has happened in this past week. Like I said, pretty mundane week. I did get a new sticker, which, big, big shout. So this girl that I went to middle school with, so I still follow her on Instagram. She's an artist, and she made these stickers and was selling them on Instagram for each sticker was $6, and $5 of your purchase she was putting towards Planned Parenthood, to support abortion access and, you know, for abortion funds. So I went and I got one of those stickers, and it came this week, so I was so excited. It's literally my new favorite sticker, but I just thought that it was so cool. Like, I love that she used, like, her creative skills and what she has and put it to use, you know, for that. I think that's just such a good and creative and positive way to make a change and to help. So amazing. They were beautiful. I absolutely loved it. So I don't know if she said she had some left still, so I will double check, and if she still has some left, I can link her Instagram in the description, and if you want to go get one, they're only $6, so if you want to go get one, I will link her Instagram if she has any left, because your purchase goes towards Planned Parenthood, so I think that's super awesome and super cool, and they're really cute stickers, so I will link that Instagram. Yeah, not much. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's pretty much it. I think that's kind of all that we have here. Oh my God. You guys. I found a new ice cream place by my house. It's super hidden. Like, really, you it's behind a bunch of buildings and you don't really see it and you don't think there's anything back there. But then you go back there and it's like this whole little pavilion. Like, there's a couple different restaurants. There's this whole park with like a splash pad, which I know is for children, but I really want to just run right through it. I really do. But back there is this ice cream place that I had no knowledge of prior to, and it's called Scoops, which A made me think of Stranger Things. Me, we went in. A, such good fucking ice cream. Jesus, it was amazing. Two, it's not only like an ice cream place, it's like a whole candy shop. Like, the whole back wall is just lined with candy. And I was like, I love this. This is amazing. Coming back here, so fun. They're open till 10, which we love, because I feel like so many ice cream places close early. And like, when you want some, ice cream on Friday, Saturday night after doing something fun and they're all closed, it's just disappointing. So I was very excited about the new ice cream place. So that was I just I that was really random, but that just kind of popped into my head. So I think that now is officially all that I have to share. I think we're officially done there. So we will go ahead and get into the episode. Okay, so today's episode is kind of going to be piggybacking on last week's episode, kind of linked topics, if you will. Because last week's episode, we chatted about like moving on from relationships when social media is a thing. And not just relationships, but like friendships, just any kind of sort of relationships that you cut ties with. So now, this week, we are talking about specifically breakups. But I feel like this could also be considered in like friendship breakups too. But we're talking about forgiving your own mistakes after a breakup. So what I mean by that is I feel that when you lose a relationship, when you end up breaking up with someone, or somebody ends up breaking up with you, regardless of what it was, you tend to fixate on your own mistakes in the relationship. Everything that you might have done wrong, or you think you did wrong, comes kind of to the forefront and just becomes extremely highlighted in your mind of like, oh my God, I did this and this and this and this and this wrong. And that becomes a hyperfixation. So, first of all, I feel like it's, even if it's a mutual breakup, I feel like there's still, you end up kind of blaming yourself for a lot of it. I think it's a different kind of blame, though. So we'll first start with the one-sided, typical breakup. So I feel like if you were the one to break off the relationship, the mistakes that you tend to fixate on are going to be that of why you didn't feel a certain way towards the relationship anymore. And 'cause like I know that I did this for a relationship that I ended. It was like because I just didn't feel anything anymore towards that person. But then after, I very much fixated on what was wrong with me that I stopped feeling like that. Because the person was like incredibly good to me, so nice, very loving, did everything right. And then there was that on me. I was like, well, why? What's wrong with me to where I didn't feel, love towards that person anymore? So I think you can tend to fixate on that if it's you breaking up with someone. And then obviously, when you have the breakup of somebody breaks up with you, there's that huge hyperfixation on, oh my God, what did I do wrong to make this person stop wanting me? Why am I no longer desirable in this person's eyes? Why am I no longer, you know, someone that this person wants to love? And I think this stems from a couple different things. I think the self-blame in general in breakups stem from a couple different things. But we're also, I also wanted to, before we get into that, I want to talk about then, because we have the mutual breakup. Because there are going to be times when a relationship, you just decide together that, hey, this isn't good for either of us anymore. And then I think both parties are going to have some sort of fixating on their mistakes, but also fixating on, like, why, you know, love or desire or whatever you want to call it wasn't good enough, wasn't strong enough to hold the relationship together. But I think you have to remember that sometimes love just isn't going to be enough. There's going to be, you know, growth that has to happen individually for each person. Because I think there's going to be some things in life that you just have to do on your own or learn on your own. And I think in these mutual breakups, especially, you both kind of realize that, and you both realize that there's, you know, things that you have to do on your own before you can be together. And I think that's okay. And I think, yes, because even though you might both very much be in love with each other, sometimes that's just not enough at the time to hold a relationship together, because there's work that needs to be done individually, and there's goals and things and just life to experience by yourself. And I think that's a really also powerful and important thing to learn in life, is that there is an incredible beauty and an incredible strength in being by yourself and learning to love yourself and learning to go out and do things by yourself and just depend on you. Because that's really the only person that you should be depending on. And while it's okay to, you know, ask for help sometimes and need help from other people, I said this in the last week's episode too, but you're the only person that you're going to have forever, guaranteed 100%. So there's a lot of power and strength and beauty in being on your own. And so I feel like when you have that mutual breakup, but before you kind of learn, you know, those lessons and those things, there's going to be that, well, why wasn't our love enough? You know, as a mutual love, why wasn't that enough to hold a relationship together? And so all of these kind of scenarios of whatever kind of breakup you go through and whatever kind of self-blame and fixation that you're going through on your mistakes in a relationship, I feel like all of these kind of stem from a couple things. I feel like one of them is, especially I think in the mutual relationships, we're talking about like why we're, you know, why love isn't enough. I feel like you'll start to fixate on those mistakes because you want an explanation as to why these bad things are happening. But I feel like that's in life in general, and when bad things happen, we want a very, you know, clear, defined explanation as to why. Because I think a lot of times bad things happen and we're like, I don't understand why that happened. What did I do wrong? Why am I at blame? Like, what could I have possibly done in life to have something bad happen like this? Like this, you know, breakup, like, you know, any bad thing in life. But you start to fixate on those mistakes because you want a very defined explanation as to why this relationship didn't work out, as to why, you know, this person doesn't love you anymore, as to why you don't love this person anymore. If you have a certain, you know, one or two things to pin the blame on, it's a lot easier I think, to move on, because I feel like that kind of gives some sense of closure. But unfortunately, it doesn't, not everything in life has an explanation and has a clear-cut reason as to why it happens. Sometimes it's just sucky things happen, and sometimes relationships end, and it's no one's, you know, fault. And absolutely, there are going to be relationships ending that it was clearly someone's fault. Clearly, someone fucked up. But I feel like even in those situations of, oh yeah, obviously this one person is in the wrong, and that's why this relationship had to end, you still then fixate on your own mistakes because you want to give a reason as to why this person acted like this. So, like, something that has, you know, in my experience with this stuff is, like, having a very, very mentally, emotionally abusive relationship to where this person, you know, gets uninterested, starts to use you, starts to become very toxic. So clearly, this person is in the wrong, right? Clearly, they're fucking up, and that's why the relationship has to end. But then, a lot of people, including myself, they're going to look at that and be like, okay, well, why are they suddenly uninterested in me? Why are they toxic towards me? Why? What am I doing wrong that they are treating me like shit? Clearly, if they're treating me like shit, I'm doing something wrong. Like, it's my fault. What am I doing? If they cheated or if they're cheating, you're like, what am I doing wrong? Why am I not holding, you know, their attention and their desire? Why is that? Why am I not enough for that? Why are they having to go find that in other people? I think again, it's that kind of closure thing. It's that you want that explanation. So your first thing is going to be why. And I feel like this is also because we don't, a lot of times, I think, want to see the bad in people. And I think that's just kind of a human thing of you really want to see the good in people. So when the bad starts showing itself, oh, there has to be a reason and it has to be my fault. No, sometimes people are just going to be absolute dicks. And it has nothing to do with you and you didn't do anything wrong. They're just an asshole. And you shouldn't blame yourself, because if you're getting cheated on, if you're in a toxic relationship, if someone is being mentally abusive, if someone is being physically abusive, you know, whatever it might be, it is not your fault. You did nothing wrong. If, you know, whatever it is, that's not your fault. And, you know, again, if it's flipped and it's you ended that relationship, and if it was just you ended it because, you know, you lost those feelings. No, I'm not like, this is not like, I'm not going to flip it and justify on your end, like being toxic and cheating and being a dick. No, if you're a dick, you're just a dick. But if it's then flipped and you broke the relationship off because you just lost feelings and you didn't want to leave them on, you're like, hey, we're done. This isn't going to work. I'm super sorry, but I don't want to lead you on and waste your time. So A, it is better if you lose feelings in someone like that. It's a much better option to cut it off as soon as you can and not leave the person on. But you have absolutely, I don't think, any blame as to why you stopped feeling the feelings for that person. I think sometimes that just happens. I think a lot of times this might happen in relationships where you go into it thinking you're a lot more interested in the person than you might be. And I feel like that might a lot of times have to do with self-worth and finding your own self-worth. Because if you go into a relationship thinking this is all you can get, and because you are having a lot of trouble finding your own self-worth, but then you're in that relationship maybe, and then you find it and you're like, oh, I wasn't maybe as interested in this person. Or, you know, whatever it is, or you just stop feeling the feelings. A lot can happen. Your heart and brain and everything are really weird. So, you know, that's okay as long as you take that, hey, I don't feel those things towards that person anymore. and you break it off and you do it in a way that's fair to them and you don't go and cheat, lead them on, be a bitch. You know, that's not the behavior that we want to condone here at Uni Therapy. We're not going to condone dick behavior. But, you know, there's no reason to fixate on those mistakes and try to find something that you did wrong to cause the downfall of a relationship. So, you know, it stems from that. You want a clear explanation as to why. And we also talked about self-worth. You know, if you really struggle with self-worth, like I know I do, 100%. So the second that something goes wrong, it's going to be an immediate storm of just a shit show in your brain of, oh my God, I'm to blame. This is my fault, obviously. Because if you're thinking you're not worth anything, if you're thinking you don't deserve this person, then obviously you're going to start fixating on those mistakes, but you are so worth it. Oh my gosh, you are amazing. And sometimes, even if you do everything right in a relationship, if, you know, everything right, sometimes it just doesn't work out the way that you want it to work out. And that's just life, unfortunately. That's just life being shitty as life does. And, you know, it just doesn't work out. And I think that that's hard to kind of accept that, because as humans, we really want solid closure, just a clear, you know, this is what happened, this is the reason why, you know, here's your next step to move on from this. So I think when you kind of have that, sometimes it just happens and it doesn't work out. That's doesn't seem like very good closure and doesn't seem like enough. But I think if you try to tweak the way that you look at it just a little bit, I think that can be a really strong form of closure. And recognizing that sometimes life just doesn't work out the way that we want it to work out. Relationships don't work out the way that we want it to work out. Friendships don't work out the way we want it to work out. And just kind of realizing that's how life goes. And, you know, yeah, it sucks, but pick yourself up and dust it off and know that just because this relationship didn't work out does not in any way define your self-worth. It does not define who you are, or, you know, if you're going to be worth another relationship, because you absolutely are. You know, you all deserve the world. And yeah, so I think that that's kind of the best piece of advice I can give is trying to find that closure within that realization of it just doesn't work out sometimes, which I know is maybe not exactly what you want to be hearing, but I feel like in life, a lot of times what it actually is not what we want to be hearing. So kind of the unfortunate truth, but regardless of your relationship, regardless of if you're single, regardless of if you got cheated on, regardless of if you stopped feeling feelings for a person, regardless of if you had a mutual breakup and that love just wasn't quite enough to keep it going at that point, you're still enough. You are still 100% worth it. You are still so loved by so many people, and you're amazing, and you deserve the world, and it's okay. It's gonna be okay. And you'll move past this, and you'll pick yourself up, and you'll find your rhythm again, and you'll find yourself again, and you'll be okay, I promise. And if you haven't heard it yet today, I love you so, 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 so much. You don't even understand. And I'm so proud of you, regardless of where you are in life, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of if you're proud of yourself or not, I'm proud of you. I really am. And you're doing amazing, and I love you. And if I could hug each and every one of you listening, I 100% would. But I unfortunately can't because I don't know you guys. So virtual hugs all around through the phone. And yeah, you're okay. You're going to be okay. You're doing great. I'm very proud of you. I love you so, 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 so much. This is a shorter episode today, so I'm sorry. But I didn't have as much of my life to share in the beginning, which kind of always lengthens it. So a shorter episode today, but I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I hope you have a wonderful evening. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Whenever you're listening to this, I love you so much, and I will talk to you in the next episode.